Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. So this is episode one, and I have, to be quite frank, I have no idea how many episodes this is going to end up becoming. But all I can say is this is going to be the start of a journey, and I really hope I can carry this through. I've been really wanting to start a side business, you know, for a long time, and I've always been kind of going back and forth between a lot of different ideas. And I've always seemed to, I think I'm going to do another episode on the frustration of choosing an idea. I don't want to get too deep into it now. But I'll do one on the frustration of like choosing an idea, floundering, going back and forth between some and that kind of thing. But for this, what I want to do is tell you about what I'm going to start. And I think it's going to be cool as a podcast because, or a YouTube, we'll see as this goes on. But this will be kind of like a private journal that I'm going to make public to document the path to start a business. And not necessarily like, I don't know if my intention here is to document the starting of a business, but to document a process of trying to accomplish something in the space of online marketing, business, making money, quote unquote, not only the issue of making money, but doing something that could be interesting and I could look back on and be like, wow, that was really, really fun, something engaging and something meaningful. So how I started here was that, again, I'll do another episode on the frustration of choosing an idea. But what I've narrowed down to is that out of all this research is that you have to, you know, if you're really frustrated in terms of like choosing an idea, ultimately it seems to be what the best thing is to do. And what a lot of people are pointing to is to choose things that you're interested in or curious about. To choose, so either I've got one perspective from Tim Ferriss and another perspective from, I forgot who gave the other perspective, but it goes like this. So the first perspective is choose something, scratch your own itch. So any idea that you're thinking about, that you're curious about, even if it's just you, try to do that one thing. So just whatever it is you're interested in. If you are interested in, if you wish that there was something that existed in the world, then be the first person to create that. That's a great way to solve that problem. The other way is to choose something within, oh, it was Sam Ovens who had this perspective. Choose the topic that you're interested in. So think about what is it that you can't stop talking about, or that it doesn't have to be, I feel like sometimes that gets like crazy, something where you can't stop talking about, that's so much something you can't stop talking about, but I mean, that could be one thing, that could be one way to look at it, something you can't stop talking about, or just something that you're really passionate about, something you're very interested in. So it could be a topic like golf, like basketball, it could be teaching, it could be whatever, it could be so many different things. And then look at that as an ecosystem and figure out things within there that you can do. So those are the two perspectives that I've seen. So looking at those, I was thinking to myself, and I've been obviously like thinking a lot about there is a lot of different angles and perspectives and things, but I found myself saying, looking through some of my old notes, and what I found was that I really like to gather information, synthesize it, and present it to people. Like, I really feel like one of my super strengths, and this is not tooting my own horn, just saying what I've come to realize, and I hope that it'll help you realize these things about your own self, is that I've accepted and I've come to really admit in myself the thing that I think I'm really good at and the thing that I think I'm really interested in, which is gathering information and synthesizing that information and presenting it and giving it to people and having them benefit, and then me benefit back in whatever way that it benefits me. Whether it's through connection, whether it's through financial, whatever. So I was thinking to myself, I've always wanted to create things. I always enjoy I'm just always creative. And not, I don't mean that in the way of just like I'm bragging about being creative, but just like the truth, the reality is I am creative. Like, not that I'm brilliant, but that I'm creative. Like, anyone who knows me will say that you came up with that. Wow, that's so creative. Like, they're always like, you can see that their eyes light up, or just like, oh, here Omar goes again with this crazy idea. Like, they can tell that, if anyone knows me, that Omar will take something and kind of twist it and get something creative out of it. So I've always wanted to create something. And I think out of perfection, I've avoided creating something. As ironic as it sounds, is that I'm always thinking of creating something, yet I always avoid creating something because I'm so fascinated by the idea and I'm so in awe of creation that sometimes I don't think I'm good enough to create something that similar to the things that I admire, the things that I see. So it is wow, it's kind of interesting hearing myself say that, but that seems to be the case. So again, back to where I am, which is I'm going to do something about this, but then I've thought that, okay, I've always wanted to create something. So I thought of ideas of, like, even strangely enough, in the year 2019, with the social media and the technology revolution, I thought of, like, how amazing it would be to create something, like a book. And this is not what I'm going to do, but just it's going to lead towards the thing that I'm thinking of. Like, gathering, say, like, all of the top 20 restaurants, you know, the top restaurants in your area, and putting them in a book and having people look through that. Like, stuff like that, like, really fascinates me. Like, something where you, like, oh, Wikipedia, but on, like, a smaller scale, like, but Wikipedia is awesome. Like, gathering things that are around something and showing people, like, how easy they can find the thing. Because a lot of times, like, I feel like we just don't. There's so much stuff out there, and even I don't know what is out there. Like, if you want to go to eat something really good, things have gotten better. You can go to Uber Eats, you can go to DoorDash, because they become aggregators of great food. But I've always admired this idea of aggregation, of bringing all of these things that are so, they're just in such plethora, and they just, to the point that they, you know, scare people away, or just they're just, it's just too much for people to kind of dive into. So bring all that together in a concise fashion so that people can navigate through and find the best thing to do within that thing. So that being the premise, one of the ideas that I thought of, and like I said, there's many, but the one that I'm sort of like found right now fascinating and leaning towards is that I thought that, because I'm also into advertising and online and web development, and again, I'm not gonna get too much into that in this episode. I'll save that for another episode. But I have a technology background, a web development background, and an online advertising background. And I thought, like, what is every single way that you can advertise online? Like, have you ever thought of that? Like, okay, what is every single method that you can do? Like, right now you're a business, right? And the first thing people think of, obviously people thought of in the past, are, you know, the old school advertising, obviously we have, which is going to be phased out or used in such a minute way, or it'll be minimal in the grand scheme of someone's advertising budget. And then there's the new ways, which everybody knows, the Facebook, you know, marketing, Facebook advertising, Google advertising, which are the two giants, and Amazon. And see, and now it's like, well, what else is out there? And within those ecosystems, there exist many different forms of advertising. So if you're a business, what is, like, every single current modern way that you can get a message in front of people by paying for the message? We all know we can create content, right? So I'm not talking about content marketing, although that, I guess that could be considered a form of advertising. I'm talking about advertising, paid advertising. So the things that come to mind are going to be Facebook video ads. And again, Facebook ads in general, there's sponsored posts, there's sponsored posts, video camp, video posts. There's going to be Google advertising, Google search advertising, Google banner advertising, Google YouTube advertising, Google shopping advertising. There's Instagram posts, Instagram advertising, videos, posts. There's Twitter, has its own form of advertising. Pinterest, I believe, has its own advertising. Snapchat has its own advertising platform. Amazon has an advertising platform where you can run sponsored posts within Amazon for books and for products. And you can even run now, I think even with Amazon, you can run ads not even on Amazon, but like I think you can even run Amazon ads on blog. This is the point. There's so much. I think even now you can run Facebook advertising on blogs. And people, so these are all things, again, it's like there's so much. Podcast advertising, influencer advertising, paying influencers to advertise, Instagram influencers, YouTube influencers. What else? Oh my God, like Spotify, well, podcasting, not necessarily podcasting, but podcast advertising, getting placements in podcasts. Spotify advertising, Pandora advertising. I think I'm covering a lot of them. Maybe there's, and I want to continue on. There's Taboola advertising under, that comes under the, I think I've got almost everything as far as I can tell. But all of those places, what in the world do you do, like, as a business? Like, if you're, like, a business, how do you exactly know, like, what to do? So I thought of, like, creating this, at first I thought of creating a blog that was, like, well, maybe I can create a blog or some online place that kind of experimented or explained every advertising possible channel and just talked about how to set it up and how it can be run. So I found that could be interesting. And then I also thought, like, well, maybe I could podcast about every advertising platform and talk about what I know about them. Or maybe I can create a YouTube channel about it, right? So there's that part that is still a little question mark around it. But I thought of leaning towards podcasting because I find that I love YouTube, but I find that I really do like video, but I just find that I don't have the space or the time frame to sit in front of a video. And then there's also the distracting factor, and then there's also the editing factor. So doing videos adds a lot of layers of complexity, and it is what it is. It just does. And I think I'm coming to realize, like, that's the case, and it's much more difficult. Although, because I wanted to do it so long, I've been procrastinating on everything because I want to do video. I want to do video, but I can't. I find myself never doing it. So I think that podcasting is a way of saying, okay, just accept the fact that video complexity for me is getting in the way, so that maybe I can just do podcasting, and maybe podcasting is good enough, at least so I can continue. And I think part of why I was shying away from podcasting is that I feel like there's less of an audience in podcasting, whereas I feel like if I were to do a YouTube video, it could get more viral, or it can get more people in front of more people. So there's that part too, but I think, again, there's the part that I'm just accepting, and also maybe, I don't know, maybe a podcast potentially could do really well. So I am going to hopefully do the podcasting, but again, so I thought of podcasting, back to the point, I thought of podcasting about every advertising channel. But then I started digging deeper, and I was like, huh, I've always wanted to create a business or kind of like have a side business where I can also create some revenue for myself, but also be something interesting. And I've always thought of, like I said, just selling a service or selling a product, selling anything. I've always been, you know, I started a couple of e-commerce stores in the past. Again, I was just playing around. I never took it so seriously, but I thought to myself, huh, maybe this could be a time to take something seriously. Not even take it seriously, but be playful. And maybe as I create this idea of explaining to people every advertising channel that exists for their business, I could while doing that, create experiments and sell some, because, well, I can't explain an advertising channel without knowing how it works. And the only way I can know how it works is if I actually try to sell something, run an ad on the advertising channel, right? So I was like, how am I going to explain this? So I was like, well, I could actually try to sell something. At first, I thought maybe I can help others, but then I have to, you know, sell someone on using their product and selling it on the channel. I thought, like, I don't want something to get in the way of me having right now to go try to get prospects and try to figure out how to sell their thing. And, you know, so I was like, okay, I can just come up with a product, anything I know is selling, just tons of things selling well, sell it on every advertising channel and run some campaign on every channel, see how it does, report on how it does in a podcast episode. And so every episode, every few episodes, I'm going to say, okay, here's the product. I'm going to choose one product, I think, and then run that throughout, on every channel. And then on one episode, I'm going to say, okay, so today I'm going to be doing Google banner ads. And I'm going to be creating this. I'm going to be doing this. And then what I'm going to do is explain, I'm going to run it. And in that one episode, I'll explain the campaign and how it's progressing. Oh, this is interesting. And maybe I could actually, like, tell the whole story. So in one episode, I could kind of start it and explain me creating the banner ads, running the campaign, and then what happened at the end. So I could do that. So I thought I could sell something using every advertising channel. So the idea is choosing something to sell, creating a campaign and most likely website, but creating some campaign on every channel, and then on every podcast episode, explaining overall what I'm doing, what I've set up, and then try to, you know, on every episode, talk about something, go into depth about each kind of major component of the business, whether it's email marketing, content marketing, but particularly focus on the advertising channels. So that's the idea. And I thought, okay, well, I was like, if I try to sell something and I don't take this too seriously and I just say, hey, what is something what I can do is, what can I sell? So I thought I could sell anything that's selling well. But then I thought, well, something I've been interested in these days, I've actually, for the past year, I've been learning how to do a straight shave. So shaving with a straight razor. I've really, really liked it. And it's something I've always, in the back of my mind, been wanting to hopefully teach, like, or show other men, like, dude, this is, like, amazing. Like, and I'm 40. And I've never thought of shaving with a straight razor. And I can't believe I've waited this long to use it. But I'll save all of the details and the fun about this in another episode about straight razor. This episode's not about straight razor. But I'm just giving you, like, kind of like a background idea. So I was like, what if I choose a straight razor and try to sell that? And I started researching suppliers. So I'm thinking, but, you know, one thing is it just started me going on to doing more research and finding out that maybe I'm going to have to brand something and maybe that's okay, you know, or maybe I don't. So that's the part that I'm still thinking about, is whether I should pause, whether I should just sell the item in a non-branded fashion and just start advertising, whether I should brand it in a certain way. So at this stage in the game, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, in the next phase. So again, that's the high level. That's the idea. And I hope I can continue this. The next step in this is I want to decide on whether it's going to be branded or non-branded, the straight razor. So right now, the first stage is just picking out the product. And I'm just going to keep it simple because I think I'm going to just go for the idea of selling a straight razor, because there's just so many ideas. And I'm like, okay, I'm into this. I understand it well. And it's not that expensive of a thing. And I think other people can actually benefit from it. Like, there's some meaning behind this. So I'll enjoy it. So it's whether I'm going to brand or not brand the razor. I'm just concerned that the branding of it might take me time. I don't know enough about that process, or I don't want it to be too expensive. So there's that. How do I get the product, like, from who, and where can I get samples? Because I'm looking around and I'm not it's just like, I don't even know where I can get samples of this idea besides just buying it somewhere. So that's where I'm at right now. So the next episode, we'll talk more about whether I'm going to brand it or not brand it, and where I can get a sample or samples to review or analyze it, the razor that I'd be selling. And I think I also want to, so anyway, there's a lot here. I'm going to say this for another episode, but I'm going to assume nobody is listening to this or is going to listen to this. But if you are, I kind of want to know. So, what I would, man, I don't even have anything here, but I guess what I would like you to do is subscribe. I don't know how you can subscribe. I have no idea. You know what? I have no idea how you can subscribe to this right now at all. I'm assuming you could follow the podcast, and maybe in the future I'll create something that you can go to and just subscribe by email. But for now, I have nothing except I hope you follow this podcast. I don't know what it's called, and I will just see you in the next episode. And I'm just going to say, this is Omar. I'm signing off. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.